Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Tris Clark and Carl Bott. Good morning. It is Thursday the 12th of October, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine is at the helm. Dun, 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 dun.
Good morning.
Somebody brought in donuts this morning. And is she turned on? No. Well, better turn her up. Turn her up a little bit. Okay. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, you know what? You shouldn't, you know, I know you don't like getting up early in the morning, but you should not get here so early before the show. I mean, hardly anybody's here.
Well, I know it is. I like to be prompt.
We say that because we were counting down, but 30 seconds left to go, and Trish just breezes in here. Looking so cool, and I'm ready.
Yeah, here we go.
A lot of prep time.
Yes, 57 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 77 and a low of 51. Friday, partly sunny, high of 74. Friday night, 54. And on Saturday, a high of 70 and a low of 56. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 79, a low of 57. And on Monday, a high of 77. And a low of 57. Partial cloudy in between there. A slight chance of rain by the time we get to Monday night. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They are locally owned and operated. And they give senior and veteran discounts.
Yes, they do.
Give them a call at 365-3793. Words caught in my mouth.
Hey, we're here with Oney Rogers from... Integrity Security Consulting, and it's a new company he and Jason Miller just started out, but you're here to talk about an event that's happening this weekend.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to say happy birthday, Jason. He is obviously not here, but today's his birthday, so happy birthday, Jay.
Today's his birthday, huh?
Yes, sir. So we're doing a class on Sunday. It's about a three-hour class, includes lunch and everything, and we're just going to talk about how can I deal with the element of what's going on right now and the verbiage and certain laws in case you don't have security or you can't get law enforcement there at the right time and how to deal with certain situations and hit a head on.
Do you mean like somebody's come into your business and you've called the police, they're not there, what should you do?
Right.
Those kind of things?
Yeah, typical.
People just loitering around the front.
The loitering, the vandalism, and even we've been getting calls of residential problems also, of people breaking into houses and vandalizing houses or squatting, stuff like that. So we're going to talk about numerous things like that, few of the CCW things, the verbiage and, you know, when to use, when not to use, so on and so forth. So we're going to cover a wide base of different scenarios and different things, just try to help society with the element of what's going on right now.
Well, when does a concealed carry permit holder use his firearm?
Well, obviously, when they're afraid for their life, obviously, that's the biggest thing. You know, you get somebody breaking into the house coming at you, or obviously somebody with a weapon coming towards you and stuff. You know, you have a right to defend yourself at the highest level.
And if you're in your home, you don't even need to be a concealed carry permit.
Correct, correct.
What if they're taking your big screen TV?
Well, you know, you're looking at a situation where obviously you call 911 first and try to do the best that they can. You know, obviously if it's a property thing, obviously you try just to stop them, subdue them if you can. But if there's no threat to the person themselves, then obviously, you know, you got to let them take the TV. Nobody's life is worth a piece of property.
And that's the important part. If somebody's taking your $5,000 electric bike, And you're telling them to stop, and you don't stop.
You
don't take a life over a piece of
absolutely
over a bike or a 60-inch screen. So I mean, I know, you know, and unless it escalates, but you don't kill somebody over a piece of equipment.
Absolutely, you know,
and the
property.
The DA will probably tell you that as they charge you.
Yes,
right.
If
right.
your life's in danger, yes, but over a piece of something, yeah.
No. You know, they look at
as upset as you may get.
Right. And they look as, you know, the property can be replaced. Your life can't.
Exactly. You
know, that's yep. just the way it is.
It's unfortunate that we've gotten to the point where, because it's rampant in our community of people taking what they want with no consequences.
Correct. And then, and the bad part about it is, and I mentioned this the last time I was here with Carl, is the bad part about it is it's not on a local government level. And the community level, it's statewide. You know, you look at the AB 109 and the Prop 102, Prop 47 issues going on and making the jail revolving door. And when that got voted in, I don't think that the public realized what they were voting in. And now it's gotten to be an issue where, you know, law enforcement is just as frustrated as a citizens of the state, you know, they come out and do the best they can, but, you know, they're coming in to shifts where they're 18, 20, 30, 40 calls down, and they're going to have to prioritize mm-hmm. those calls, priority 1, 2, and 3, which is, violent crimes and so on and so forth. And, you know, so your property crime is a lower level. They come in and, you may not get a call or somebody show up for hours because they're
or
so busy. Or days.
Or days if,
right.
if it's a cold crime, absolutely.
Absolutely. And yeah. so it's just law enforcement is struggling with the same situation, and all we're trying to do is help law enforcement be eyes and ears. I saw that they're looking at the new captain, look at the captain being new chief and Mike Johnson stuff. I sympathize with these guys because I know what they're going through. And again, it's sad because they are as frustrated as the citizens are. And the bad part about it is they're taking black eyes. And the thing is, it's just not state level. It's not on a local level.
Well, it's on a United States level. It's gone rampant.
It has.
Yes,
it has.
It's nationwide, and the citizens are frustrated.
Absolutely.
Well, so, Integrity Security Consulting, what can it do for businesses?
What we do is we come out and we will talk to you about different things to help your business, whether it be cameras, fencing, locks, lighting. It kind of depends on where you're at and what you're looking for and what your issues are. There's always more you can do, you know, and then we have areas to fix with where we can have recommend patrols or standing guards or it just depends on how much money you want to spend and, you know, how bad the situation is.
How do people get a hold of Integrity Security Consulting?
Our business card is online. We had a Facebook page for a while, and for some reason it got reported. I'm not sure why. But anyways, I have my phone number is 530-941-5179, and the email is integrity.securityconsultants@gmail.com.
Okay. Now, in this class, one more time, where's it going to be at and when and does it cost money?
Yes. So we're going to have a class at Lucky Miller's. It's going to start at 10 o'clock and we're going for about 3 hours. It's $75 per person, which includes lunch and drink and, or for a couple. A lot of the couples are wanting to come in and do it with their husbands and wives and we're doing it for $110 for a couple.
And the date again is?
This Sunday. Yes.
At Lucky Miller's, and it starts at 10 in the morning.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So if you want to do this, go to Integrity Security Consulting, 530-941-5179.
Yes, sir.
And sign up for it and find out what's going on, how to better protect your business.
Absolutely.
Okay, Oney, thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. I guess I can say that locally, Shasta County.
Yeah.
Local board of directors. I know the CEO's mom. I know the CEO.
A lot of us know the CEO's mom.
I know. I had a caller the other day. Hey, can you get hold of Matt for me? I love it. That's the best thing about it. Hey, look, they've been in business going on 17 years. And they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. Great service. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank and really, really like it. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities, abilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen everyday buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Tonight, or this afternoon, or even this morning.
Whatever.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Mm. You want to do that one?
I like Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Phone number 222-2750. You know, it's the only full-service jewelry store in Shasta County. Just, it's like a candy store for every, all of your wishes. We need to take care of our good jewelry and take it in. They'll check it for you. They'll clean it. Check all those prongs. They have a tremendous selection of all kinds of jewelry. Oh, yeah, state jewelry. Yeah. They'll make custom pieces for you. It's just a really good place for that special gift. Only watchmaker in town. If you take your watch to be fixed, it's going
watch
to end
repairman,
up there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, watch yep. repairman. That's good, where it's going to end up.
Yep.
They've been here forever.
Yeah, Leonard was there first, and then Rebecca and Henry. But it's a great place. We trust them. We endorse them.
Absolutely. You needn't right. fear. You needn't fear that you're going to take your jewelry in there, and it's not going to come back in better condition and in the exact stones that were in there when you took it. And that's something you have to watch out for. Four Winds Jewelers, locally owned business.
So the Attorney General says you will count your ballots by machines. To Shasta County, and before the Board of Supervisors, at least Chairman Jones had said, well, we had our program before it starts, you know, before that law was passed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came back and said, no, that didn't say anything in there about grandfathering.
Well, so but I think they make a point that, hey, we already had the law, now you come back and say you can't. Indicate, so the board taken another position? The majority of the board did take the position to get rid of the machines and hand count.
Yep. But then the state trumped them by passing a
law.
Can't. Just like the thing with the wind farms and stuff like that.
Every time we turn around, anything we do in Shasta County, the state immediately takes action to say, no, you can't do that.
No.
Whether it's our school boards and gun laws or whatever it is.
Because it's a totalitarian state. They're working their way toward that. They don't like something that a part of the state does. They just pass another law.
Exactly.
And that law could be anything because the Democrats have a supermajority there.
Well, and it takes time to go through and prove that they've done something unconstitutional, unlawful. It all has to go through the court system. And given that they also control the court system, it's a little difficult to do.
Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I got a comment and then a suggestion for you. You know, how many people have ever read the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution? This U.S. Constitution trumps everything, and the state constitution is behind that. But these legislators keep passing laws. And I that says they can take our gun rights away, and there's all kinds of things. And due to all this stuff, we've lost our rights. We can't defend our homes anymore. It's against the law. That's why the bandits keep coming in. And our district attorney is not a constitutional attorney. Our sheriff doesn't know the Constitution either. And this is why we lose our thing, our rights. I make a suggestion to you. Why don't you get in touch with Chris Ann Hall? She's in Florida, and she's been here several times, and she's been on your radio show, as a matter of fact, on I think Mark and Linda's show once. But anyway, and let her explain the Constitution. And I don't think our Constitution has ever been taken down or whatever, so that means it's still in effect. And when they pass these little laws with it that take our gun rights away. If the sheriff had stayed at Chris Ann Hall's lecture, he left before she was done. I think she would have explained to everybody about the rights that people are losing here because our law enforcement will not read the Constitution, and they will not go by the Constitution. They say they're constitutional sheriffs and constitutional district attorneys. Doggone it, they are not. They can't even. I've called and tried to talk to the district attorney on your show one time, on Trish was on a Thursday. You were gone. Trish was there, and I tried to call the district attorney, and I was cut off on your show that day. And people were waiting for her to answer my questions, and you guys cut me off. And then the district attorney never did answer my question. So
I'm sorry that happened, Ron.
What's that?
I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, I don't recall that. And generally speaking, when I've been on with the district attorney in some time.
It's been a couple of years.
Yeah, it's been. It's
well,
been.
It's not been that long ago. But anyhow, like I said, you guys cut me off, Trish, because I said I will wait till after the break. All of a sudden, my phone went dead. And then you, before the break was over with, you came online and you said, we only allow one call per show. And so I got the message, don't call back, Ron. So the
I don't know about that.
Anyway. I do kind of recall this, and that's exactly how it happened. Through,
but that's okay, so I'll just hang up and let you go. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I do recall, and I think he had one question, and she answered it or didn't answer it. I can't control what the guest responds to a caller. Yeah. And then I don't know how he got cut off, but then the same caller came back. And we don't take but one call from one call from each caller.
Rare. Okay. So what are you thinking about Israel?
I tell you, I'm very devastated by the whole thing. I can't, first off, I will stand unequivocally and say that Israel is our ally, and the United States must stand behind them and support them in every way we can. It's very personal for me because I have some very close, dear people there, an American citizen who's trying to get out and can't. The flights have all been canceled. There's no ability for them to get out, and it's very, very scary.
Linda's parents gave us a cryptic phone message, and then saying they're on the ship and everything's okay. And then we checked their itinerary because they're traveling, and they were supposed to be in Jerusalem Sunday. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you know, it started Saturday, thank God. And then they just stayed on the ship and sailed by.
Wow.
But this is horrible what's happening there. I mean, the beheadings, babies being killed,
the young women being displayed in after being attacked, I saw a young
woman in the back of that truck, and it was, but you know what, it as bad as it sounds, it didn't surprise me. I mean, I've been there four different times, and let me tell you, it's barbarism at a degree that it's hard to believe. And so now people, and what's not happening, they're not showing the photos. You need to show the photos of what they did.
You have to go. You certainly can't get it on our TV, but if you go to other places. Those films are available. I really have to state. I just have to say. I feel the United States is very guilty and very involved in this. The things that this administration has done ever since they've been in office, you know, when they came into office, we dang near had peace in the Middle East. President Trump had gotten all those people to kind of get together. There was accords being found. We hadn't had any wars in 4 years. We were in pretty good shape.
Wiped out ISIS.
Wiped out ISIS. I mean, we were in really good shape. And I just have to say that this administration and the things they've done and continue to do, they need to be held responsible, and they need to freeze that money.
They
need to freeze the money they gave to Iran.
Yep. Ted, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Carl?
I'm fine.
Good, Trish.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I was just listening to Ron, you know, and I'm on my way to teach a CCW renewal class this morning, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, his point is well taken, except for this. When they put the Constitution together, they gave the states a certain amount of rights, and that's a double-edged sword, as you know, right? They have the ability, within reason, to manage what goes on in these states. And the reason for that was because we wanted decentralized government. We had to have decentralized government. Otherwise, you'd have, you know, you'd have the current administration running what goes on in our state also, which quite frankly wouldn't make any difference here, but it sure as hell would make difference in South Dakota or Idaho or wherever it is people go to be free in this country, right? So at the end of the day, I got it. But when we complain about it, which I I'm the first one to complain about it also, I'm not lying to you, but then we quit doing whatever we need to do to poke it back, to poke the bear back in Sacramento, then what happens is they do win, you know. And when we say, well, we're not gonna exercise those rights because they've made it too difficult. For instance, in SB 2, they're winning. They want you to do that. They enjoy that, right? You're not voting for them anyway, so what do they care? So we need to continue the resistance, which is doing everything we can to be free in our county, which happens to be, by the way, the best county in the state. And then at the same time, make sure we vote where and when we can. That's the way we do it. And we raise money for CRPA and Gun Owners of California, and we continue to fight the good fight every day at the grassroots level so that we can be happy where we live. I understand there's a lot of complaining that goes on, but people need to understand that states' rights are important. They really are.
Yeah, so, and I'm seeing what Ron is saying is that, and as you know, Ted, and like with SB 2, and other laws that they just passed, and they just passed a law that on the surface sounds, oh, okay, I understand it, about being able to force people into mental illness centers. Can force people into that. Now, we know a lot of people that need that, but that's something else that, you know, that civil liberties people are going, I'm not too sure about that. But, yeah, everything they pass, if you know, that only thing we can do is vote and try and change the makeup of the Assembly and the Senate of California. And they keep making these huge mistakes, then perhaps that people will wake up. I don't know.
Well, and you have to be sensitive to what goes on locally also. I mean, you've got to be sensitive to political maneuvers and organization that is contrary to community safety, but good for others. And
yeah.
You can always see the agendas and the things we do politically locally, and you've got to nip that right in the bud. You know, the whole Kevin Cry thing. I don't like recalls just like you don't like recalls. Sometimes it's warranted, sometimes it's not. This is not warranted. There's something else going on here. There's a story here that they're not telling us so that they can change something that they don't like about our county. Quite frankly, they're trying to nullify all the voters that voted him in. And that's a political maneuver that they do in Sacramento and they do in D.C., and they've learned it. You know, they've learned how to do that. And so we need to make sure we know what's going on politically and then vote appropriately in those elections.
I want to follow up on it.
We've got to take a break.
Very, very, just very, very quickly, because I want to follow up on what he said. Because the thing with the recall, those people that voted the way that they say now they want to recall him for ran on the platform of doing exactly what they did. And now they want to throw him out. And I think that's important for people to note. That he didn't come in and do something he didn't talk about while he was running.
There was no surprises. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Ted. Have a good day there, buddy.
Hey.
Be safe.
All right, brother. See you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, brother. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the Cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Bellalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Mark your calendars and buckle up for the Cadillac CT5 giveaway at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play any of our exciting table games with your River Club card to earn entries. Weekly drawings every Friday and Saturday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. starting October 6th. All weekly drawing winners receive $200 in chips. Entries multiply as the weeks go on. Join us for the final drawing at 10 p.m. on Saturday, December 23rd for your chance to drive away in the car of your dreams. For details, go to windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, adapted by Jeffrey Hatcher from the novella Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde by Robert Louis Stevenson. Directed by Lawrence Stanfield, a new and shocking twist on the classic tale of depravity, lust, love, and horror. See two sides of a psyche battle each other in a deadly game of cat and mouse to determine who shall be the master and who his slave. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and enjoy the store reading. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, October 20th through November 4th, sponsored by Audiology Associates at Reading, this station, and other amazing sponsors.
Okay, and welcome back. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Thursday morning, and we're, Carl and I've just kind of been talking about a different bits of things, and we now have a new group in the studio with us, and they're here to talk to us about NaNoWriMo. Okay, and I have, when that was handed to me, I had no idea what that was, so we're going to let our guests explain what that is and introduce themselves.
Well, thank you. I'm Jerry Kopich.
Glad to meet you, Gary.
Yes. And I'm a municipal liaison, which is a fancy way of saying I'm a regional coordinator for NaNoWriMo.
Okay. And Lee at SSC, you've been with us before. You used to work here at the station.
Yes, indeed. And I have made it my campaign this year to try to reunite a lot of the facets of the Reading writing community and get us all on the same page. And NaNoWriMo is a great event that allows for people who are aspiring authors or experienced authors. I have New York Times bestseller friends who participate in NaNoWriMo. I've published 3 or so books that I wrote during NaNoWriMo. And so it's a great opportunity for anyone who has a story inside to get it on paper, whatever your skill level is.
So these groups are already around, but they're kind of fragmented throughout the county?
Yeah, and that's been my personal campaign. One of those groups is the NaNoWriMo group, which is how I met Jerry. And it's the group that meets every November. This is actually a worldwide campaign. Jerry, you want to talk about it?
Sure. So NaNoWriMo, it stands for National Novel Writing Month. It's an acronym of those four.
Okay.
Those four. It was started 25 years ago this year in California by a group of people who just wanted to get together and support each other in writing. Because so often writers are really good at procrastinating. Mm-hmm. And so by setting a deadline and working together with people, kind of check in with each other, how are you doing? How's your word count? Oh, it's looking low today. We kind of keep people motivated and on track so they can write that first draft of their novel.
So now I've got people, if I've got writer's block, now I've got people calling me up telling me what a jerk I am because I can't write.
No,
you owe me you owe me 1,000 words. Ashley, Lee, no, don't push me. And then, you know what you're doing? You're forcing me to go to ChatGP.
No, right? Nope.
Yep, you're forcing me to go there. Give me 1,000 words to get this woman off my butt.
Nope.
We like to think of it more like a gym buddy, where we're going and we're working out together.
You're aiding me on the weights as they're going up.
Yes, and I'm there to encourage you and in some ways keep you accountable if you want me to keep you accountable. If not, we can just hang out at these myriad of coffee shops around town.
Spot me. Yeah. This is really cool. You've been doing this for years, and they've been a success. And you're writing workshops, and where you take people up in the woods, and they've got nothing else to do but write.
Yes.
And okay, you know, you're going to force me to ask about this, right? The helmet?
yes. So Chris Batty, the founder of NaNoWriMo, he likes a little bit of silliness. He thinks that especially when you're feeling stuck, like you've got that writer's block, that sometimes adding something silly helps inspire your creativity. And he was really going through a Viking phase, and so the helmet became part of the logo of NaNoWriMo. And so sometimes, you know, if you're feeling the need to write an action scene, maybe you put on a Viking helmet. Or if you want to write a love scene, maybe you wear an ascot. Just something to help put you into that frame of mind, take you out of the ordinary.
Okay. I was wondering, I guess they could do that. No, I mean, you know, if it puts you in the mood, if there's certain things that, you know, that goes, okay, now I'm a Viking today. And, okay.
One of my favorite things about being a writer and writing in general is that it's a deeply personal journey. Mm-hmm. And so everyone has their specific things that they do in order to help keep themselves motivated. I have a list of names that are like generic names that I name characters until I figure out what the characters' names are. That's my crutch that I lean on in order to stop myself from dwelling on this name that I can't figure out and keep myself moving. Because that is a lot of what NaNoWriMo is about. It's a huge campaign to write 50,000 words in a month. It's hard to wrap your mind around that number, but
50,000 words, how many pages is that basically in a novel?
The average novel is between, I would say 60 and 90,000 words.
Okay.
So the novel I published most recently was Fantasy, which leans a little higher. That was 105,000 words. My action adventures were closer to 70,000 words. 50,000 words is a lot, especially if you've never done it before. But if you stick to the schedule and you really care about accomplishing this goal by Christmas, you could have a first draft completed.
And this is where having partners out there, people you're writing with, really help.
Absolutely.
You know, that day when you decide, I really don't want to write 2,000 words.
Right, or 1,667 words a day on average per day for 30 days. And since most of us aren't writers like Stephen King or Brandon
Sanderson,
thank you, who are able to sit down and write 4,000 words a day, it's helpful to have people around you who are doing that. There's nothing like going to a write-in, just meeting up with a group of other writers at a coffee shop or at the library, and hearing everybody else clicking away on their keyboards or scratching away at their paper, and you kind of feel like, well, I better get to writing.
Well, I know that when Linda was in Nashville writing music, she'd go in with a bunch of them. And they'd all be in there writing music. Mm-hmm. And it was that same kind of thing, you know, is that they would kind of feed off each other's energy and ideas. I'm not saying stealing the ideas, but, you know, just hey, I'm working on this kind of song, and everybody's got an idea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
It's the same thing.
Do you actually discuss? Okay, I'm stuck. I've got this and ideas. Where can I go from here? How can I proceed with that?
Yes, people bring those things up, and maybe people will throw a bunch of ideas at you that you don't work for your novel, but I found that sometimes thinking through, well, why doesn't that idea work for me?
Just saying it out loud.
Yep, gets me to that, aha, but it would work if I did this. Exactly. Yeah.
A lot of us, especially in the creative process, are very contrary by nature. Mm-hmm. So if I say, hey, you should put a shovel in this scene, you'd be like, no, a shovel wouldn't work because I'm indoors and, oh, there's marble floors and then stained glass windows. And it starts what you want to do instead of what's not working. Because a lot of the freezing up during the writing process is you're telling yourself that this won't work, that won't work, and talking with other people helps make it so you can connect with what you do want to do instead of focus on what you don't want to do.
Okay. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials or delays and you're not sure what's going on, give Patrick a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. You know, work injuries can be life-changing not only for you but your family, and Patrick Gorman is an expert when it comes to workers' compensation. He's going to work for you. Insurance company's got lots of lawyers. You want one that knows what he's doing and is going to, he knows the ins and outs, and he will fight for you. That's Patrick Gorman. Give him a call, 530-262-2168 today.
That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 248th birthday November 10th at Wind River Event Center. All are invited to come and celebrate this special event that includes March On of Colors, the Jefferson Pipes and Drums, and honoring our oldest and youngest Marines present, and much more. Tickets are $35 and includes dinner and birthday cake and dancing. Tickets can be obtained through Eventbrite, Marine Corps 248th birthday. For more information, call 530-605-4565.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Watt. Today, Thursday, the 12th of October, and this portion of the show brought to you by REU. Thinking about purchasing an electric car? Reading Electric Utility has rebates available, and it's not just a car. It's cars, trucks, bikes. They have information about rebates. So visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. We're here with Jerry Kopich.
Yes.
And Lee Esses, mm-hmm. who's been in this place for several years, off and on.
Help put the studio together, actually.
That's right. Talking about NaNoWriMo.
Yep.
And writing, and for all of our writers. And there's lots of writers around here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And there are a lot of people who are looking for an opportunity to begin writing their novel. If you're looking for a sign, this is it. This is your sign. Come join us this weekend. We have an event where it's going to be everyone who's new to NaNoWriMo, who doesn't quite know what they're doing. They're looking to get involved or to see if this is something that they want to challenge themselves with. Jerry, you want to talk about the event?
Sure. So it's going to be this Sunday at From the Hearth from 11 to 1, and we'll be going over just exactly what NaNoWriMo is, what the goals are, and how to achieve it, kind of figure out how to set yourself up on the website, and some hints for how to manage your time and get through the month.
Okay.
And so this group also can help you. Once you've written it, you've got something that you think you've gone through the process. How do you get it to somebody to put it in that position, and how do you get it published?
So that's a good question. So kind of everybody takes kind of a break sort of in December because you're writing this many words in a month. People get pretty burned out. And then starting in January, there's the Now What months. And there's a lot of support through the NaNo site about getting together with people about how do you work on revising things. Where do you go to find editors, where to submit? So there is a lot of help that's offered in the after months.
I also have published almost 20 books at this point, not of my own. I have 10 of my own. But I have helped a lot of authors get to the publishing phase. So if they aren't sure if they want to traditionally publish or self-publish or how they want to do their future as an author, then I can help sit down with you individually and figure out what plan works best for who you are as an author, for what you've written, and the markets that you're looking to tap into.
All right.
So there's a when I took a course in college on writing, and we had to write short stories and then submit them. Mm-hmm. So we would all get that joy of getting your rejection letters. I sent it to 5 magazines, and I think I got 3 or 4. Thank you very much. Maybe next time. Some of them weren't that nice. And but it's interesting. You know, you get that back and you think, well, there's a chance here. Well, there's really not a chance, but there was a chance there somebody was going to publish it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so now you have to start your own magazine.
There you go.
Then you can publish all you want.
But being part of a community of writers, you can get that support, right? Know that you're not the only one who is getting rejection letters.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I think,
that encouragement to keep
huge,
going.
There have been huge writers that got rejected. I think, I'm not going to say it's Stephen King, but somebody, Stephen King got, there's a couple of these big writers got numerous
rejection letters before they were finally published.
Yeah. Sure. J.K. Rowling got turned out by quite a few publishing houses.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Stephen King was almost gave up writing entirely until his wife, and this is an apocryphal story, I've just heard it online, but his wife found the manuscript for his first novel and pulled it out of the trash can and submitted it behind his back. If it weren't for her support, none of us would know the name Stephen King now.
Mm. Wow. Okay. Now, there's some other things that you wanted to talk about, though, about Haven Humane?
Yes. So I wanted to make sure, because we're almost out of time, but we have some community sponsors. This is a community event, even if they're not writers. So we're going to meet up with other authors throughout the month of November in various places, including From the Hearth, Old Shasta Coffee Company, Farmhouse Bakery in Palisadro, and we're also going to meet up at the library and at Haven Humane. We just got confirmation yesterday. We're very excited to do a writing with the dogs. And so they're going to have volunteers bring out some of their friendlier dogs to their play yards, and we're going to be out there on their picnic benches and get some writing done, get to play with some puppies, and just overall have a very good time.
Yes, because how can you not be creative surrounded by cute wagging puppies?
There you go.
Yeah. We're also kind of getting ready and out there in the world stage. There's a 96-hour online writing event called the Global Write-In Challenge, and we are hosting a stop on Thursday afternoon, so writers from all over the world will be able to join in, and we'll be leading a series of like 10-15 minute writing sprints, get to in between, share a little bit about Reading, some of our local landmarks, some of our history with people, kind of putting us out there in the world.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah. So this is the first time, I believe the first time, that we've actually gotten on the global map of the writing scene, and people going, Reading, Shasta Lake, Shasta Caverns, this is super cool. We've got all of these waterfalls. This is an interesting place. Mm-hmm. So I figured with a community-centric radio station like this, that would be something you guys would be interested in.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Now, okay, so people that want to sign up for this, what do they do?
They go to nanowrimo.org.
And that's NanoWrimo.
Right, correct. National Novel Writing Month.
There you go.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And you set Reading as your location.
Yes.
When you go there. And then you just show up after that.
That's right. There's a calendar of events up there once you've signed on and looked at Reading as your home region. We have our calendar of events up there, and people can show up as many as they'd like to. And they usually run about 2 hours.
Everybody has a novel in them.
Absolutely.
I truly believe that. I read that someplace, but I truly believe it.
Oh, I think that's
Trish,
true.
You could write one.
I do some a
but
little bit of writing just for
join us.
Yeah. The newsletter and stuff, and it's amazing. Sometimes things will start and they'll go really good, and then other times you just sit there and stare at the paper. But I think you're right. I think everybody does have a novel in it.
Absolutely. Everyone has a story to tell.
Mm-hmm. They do. And I don't want people to feel daunted by the 50,000 words. I mean, if you come and in the month of November you write 500 words, well, those were words you didn't have on October 31st. And so we're just here to help support local writers.
And get the thought process going with people like, you can do this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And you may start. You may start off with 100 words or 20 words, and it's just like running. You know, you start off with a few steps, and then you just keep building.
I'm starting off with 52,000 words that I wrote last November. I'm finishing that novel and another novel that I've written since then.
Takes a great deal of self-discipline.
It does.
But it's a lot more helpful when you have a community around you.
Yes. You got to treat it almost like a job.
Mm-hmm. And I like the part about just spurring people on. I mean, if you're just sitting there by yourself, and you can get lazy and, well, tomorrow.
Exactly.
Today I'll. But if you've got somebody checking with you, and then that kind of keeps you accountable.
Mm-hmm. We do these things called writing sprints, where you sit down and you try to write as many words as possible within a 15-minute timeline. And then, well, I wrote 271 words, and then Jerry wrote 462. She won this sprint. And we'll do that both online.
Do they have to be different words?
If you want your novel, you know,
like
in
The Shining, like in The Shining, Jack. Jack's been a good boy or something like that. Remember in Shining, he wrote 1,000 pages, but that's all he wrote on it?
Could be. I mean, it's an honor system. So if you just wanted to type one sentence and repeat it over and over again, you could.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of y'all again?
You can find us on social media, Facebook and Discord, or you can go to nanowrimo.org.
Okay, thanks for being here.
Sure, thank you
for
having
us. After the news, we're going to talk about Hispanic Heritage Week for a segment, and then Simpson University's football team's in here. So we're going to be talking football with Simpson University. We'll be right back after the news.
news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Israel and Hamas continuing to trade rocket fire as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass on the Gaza border ahead of an expected Israeli ground offensive. Hosting Secretary of State Antony Blinken for talks in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
This is a time, a particular time, a special time, that we must stand tall, proud, and united against evil.
The death toll from the war is at least 2,500. 22 Americans are among the dead, 17 others unaccounted for. And tomorrow, Secretary of State Blinken is expected to sit down with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Meeting with American Jewish leaders at the White House, President Biden declares that the U.S. has Israel's back. Previously, the president approved the release of $6 billion in frozen assets to Israel's arch enemy, Iran. Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Mitch McConnell drafted a bill aimed at putting the funds back in the freezer. Steve Scalise, one step closer to winning the Speaker's gavel, a Louisiana Republican nominated for the post of Speaker of the House. The actual vote has yet to take place.
First, I want to thank my House Republican colleagues for just designating me as the Speaker. Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
A key gauge of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, rose 0.4% from August to September. It was below the previous month's 0.6% increase. Year over year, inflation was unchanged last month from a 3.7% rise in August. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 94 points, the Nasdaq trading 14 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Authorities in Romania say they've discovered a crater on their territory near the border with Ukraine. They think it was probably caused by a crashed drone that blew up on impact. Today's pre-dawn discovery revives concerns about possible spillover from Russia's war in Ukraine onto a NATO member country's soil. The crater was found across the Danube from a Ukrainian port after Romania's defense ministry said it detected a series of drones heading toward Ukrainian river ports. Taiwan keeping a close eye on the war in the Middle East for lessons amid what the self-governing island says is a campaign of intimidation and threats by communist China. The latest Hamas-Israel conflict has claimed at least 2,500 lives on both sides and is expected to escalate. Taiwan's defense minister says that the war blew up so suddenly and that Taiwan plans to step up its ability to forecast possible threats from China. News and analysis, townhall.com. A short journey for a fledgling airline.
Malaysian budget carrier My Airline abruptly suspended operations, citing financial pressures less than 11 months after it took to the skies. The unexpected announcement on social media caught many by surprise and left angry passengers stranded at the airport. The airline launched flights last December with a fleet of 9 aircraft that flies to domestic destinations and Thailand's capital of Bangkok. Malaysia's aviation authority said it was investigating the airline over complaints employees' salaries were unpaid, among other issues. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Millions of Social Security recipients will be getting a 3.2% increase in their benefits in 2024. That is far less than this year's historic boost and reflects moderating consumer prices. The Social Security Administration says the average recipient will get about $50 more per month. That's starting in January. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. Today, the 12th of October, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine is at the helm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Trish has the weather.
It's 55 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a sunny day, partly cloudy tonight, a high of 77 and a low of 51. On Friday, partly sunny, a high of 74. Friday night, a low of 54. On Saturday, mostly cloudy, a high of 70. Saturday night, a low of 56. Cloudy in the evenings and then sunny during the day, and that's kind of nice. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 79, and on Sunday night, a low of 57. On Monday, a chance of showers, a high of 77 and a low of 57. Obviously, really good fall weather. I want to remind everybody with these little showers that are going out there, the roads are really slick until we get a really good rain to wash all the summer and the tar and stuff off of the roads. And so be really careful, because when it just rains a little and you can start to spin at those corners, not good. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay, now we're going to have Simpson football on here. Their coach and some of the teammates are going to be on, but first we're starting off with Lydia Monzo. Did I get that right?
Yes.
I got it right. Lydia Monzo, because this weekend is the first Hispanic Heritage Celebration.
That's right
here in Reading. So talk about it.
Hello, everyone. I'm back here to talk about and invite everybody to a first Hispanic Heritage Celebration in downtown Reading for the first time. Come join us. Have fun. Bring your family. It's a free community event, free family event. It all starts at 2 p.m., so it's from 2 to 6. So, again, Sunday, this weekend, downtown Reading, right next to the IOF building.
Okay, that's the International Odd Fellows Hall. And the now, there's going to be, what's going to happen? I mean, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
Yes,
right?
We're having live band and a DJ, dancing horses contest, folkloric dancers, community resources, food, art, and like I mentioned, it's a free family event. We're also going to have Reading balloons there,
uh-huh.
And she's going to be making balloon animals for the children. We're going to have food vendors and also just vendors selling their craft.
On the regular stuff.
Artisans,
yeah.
Yes.
What are dancing horses?
I
mean, that's what I would think, but you're not real horses.
They're real horses, yes.
They are real horses going to be there.
Yes. We're going to have not so many, maybe like five of them.
Okay.
And they train them to dance. And.
No, I know what it was, but I didn't know we were going to have them downtown here.
We are.
Oh, okay. That's cool. If you've ever seen that.
Live band. There's going to be live band that starts from 2 to 6. And then the ballet folkloricos, they're going to be from 3 to 5, the dancers. So we're going to make like a small parade with the horses and the band. So very exciting. Come and dance Mexican and have some Mexican food. And yes, churrificos is going to be there too.
Okay. Now, this is going to be Sunday right down here at the Oddfellows. Is it going to be behind or in front?
Well,
I mean, if you show up, you're going to see it, obviously.
Yes,
but I'm trying to picture where it's all going to be.
The vendors are going to be like on Market Street.
Okay.
And the food vendors and just the artisans and vendors and the band, the music and the entertainment is going to be next to the IOF hall. Alley. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Good. Oh.
Well, it sounds like an exciting event. Lots going on and the Mexican music is always very invigorating and food.
Well, you know,
no admission. It's free to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month, which is starts September 15th to October 15th. So it ends in October 15th. But, yeah, we're also celebrating the other countries as well, because it's not only Mexico, but it's also the other.
Hispanic.
Yes, Hispanic.
Yeah. Okay, so this is Sunday. It starts at 2 p.m. It goes to 6 p.m. You got an opportunity to see not only dancers, but great food and displays there that talking about Hispanic culture, and that really are having dancing horses there. And if you've never seen them, so what time are they going to be on, or is it just going to be throughout the day?
Yeah, they will start at 2. They'll be there at the grand opening, so you don't want to miss that. I'm pretty sure they're going to be there at least 2-3 hours.
Okay.
Okay, so and it's going to start with like a parade.
Yes.
And festivities, and you'll have the opportunity to wander around to the booth.
Music.
Have some food, listen to the music. Got some artisans there that are going to be selling product.
Yeah,
that you can purchase and all kinds. I my mouth waters when I think of the good Hispanic food.
Antojitos mexicanos, aguas frescas, like, Mexican drinks. So, yes, Pasta Pronto will be there, and Junior's Market will be there selling food. And, yes, so come and join us again this Sunday from 2 to 6. Bring your family, free family event.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and this sounds like it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And it looks like we're going to have a good weekend, so the weather looks like it's going to be promising.
Yes, that's right. You said 79 degrees, so we're going to have good weather. Come and see us. Come and have fun. Bring the kids. Bring the family, and we'll see you there.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks
for coming in.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a quick break and be back with Sean Rogers and Simpson Football.
Adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Join us for Simpson University's third annual Red Hawk Run 5K, Saturday, October 21st at 8 a.m. at Simpson University. Open to all ages and ability levels, the 2023 Red Hawk Run 5K benefits Hire Heroes, the most effective military veteran employment nonprofit in the country. Part of Simpson University's jam-packed homecoming weekend, you just can't miss the Red Hawk Run 5K. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/5K. That's simpsonu.edu/5K.
Take a ride through the country with Colt Ford at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, November 17th. Colt Ford is best known for having the perfect blend of country and rap. Enjoy Colt Ford favorites like Must Be the Country and When Country Comes Back. Get working on those dance moves for this unforgettable night of boots, scootin' and boogie. Tickets for this event are just $45 plus fees and include $10 free squad play. See complete details at windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting Thursday, October 12th through the 31st, Gold Leaf Nursery's big fall sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices. And what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. La Gloria Cubana Classic, a longtime favorite created with Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers and an exquisite Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper. Along with a medium body profile, this stick offers rich chocolate and leathery notes with a cedary finish, guaranteed to age well. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you've ever seen Night at the Roxbury, you know start moving your head to it. And I saw the coach was doing it. I saw Mark wasn't. And Garrett's sitting there going, what's he doing? What's he doing? And Trisha's going, I can't move my head that way.
Yeah. So, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But it's that it's the song, Baby Don't Leave Me or something like that. And in the movie, the two brothers, every time it was coming on, their heads would start, you know, when
you're
in the car
the movie,
like that.
Well,
I can understand this was. I can understand that because it wasn't like it got immediate 1,800 million people going to it. It was kind of it's a cult film. Okay. 8:16 in the morning, and we're here with Sean Rogers, who is the football coach over at Simpson and has got an undefeated record.
Oh, yeah. One game, one win. There we go.
There you
hey,
go.
And take it.
And you brought with you Garrett Sandow, who is your quarterback coach and recruiter, head recruiter.
Yes.
Sure. Thanks for having us today.
Oh, sure. And Mark, as close as I'm going to get. Buena Rostro. Not even close. Huh?
It's close. It's close. You got it.
Yeah. Okay. And Mark's one of the players. And so we're going to get to you too, Mark. We're going to talk about how you got here and all this. Are you a local guy or?
I'm from California.
Okay.
I'm from Central Valley. So.
Central Valley. Okay.
That's as local as I can get.
So. Oh, that's pretty local. Okay. Sean, what's going on?
Man, it's been an exciting about 3 months now, getting things going, getting guys in. And but, yeah, it was fun driving up to George Fox for our scrimmage game up there and getting to play. And then, being down 22-6 at half and coming back and defense getting a couple of turnovers for us. And then we win in 28-22 at the end of the game. It was
that was incredible.
It was fun. It was
so what did you – okay, maybe I should ask Mark this. What did he threaten you all with, Mark?
Nothing, really.
Time. But did he just point at you and go, oh, man, I thought you were going to be better than this?
No, I think it was just one of those things where, I mean, we're a new team, so we're going to make mistakes. It's not if we're going to make it, it's just when we're going to make the mistake.
Sure.
And I think everyone was really tense. First game, we've been waiting 3 months for this, and you get on the field and everyone's super tense, and you just got to tell people, remind people, just calm down, have fun. You know, we're playing a children's game at the end of the day. We're not... So then
there's no blood on the ground.
Yeah, nothing happening. So I think once everybody slowed down, just start having some fun. I started telling people, just sing a song in your head, calm yourself down a little bit, and then it was just like, okay, we're making a play here, making a play there, and then just kind of
just happened.
Formulated away.
What do you tell? I mean, I like to hear it from the players, but from your perspective, I mean, you're watching you're down 20 points or more. How much was it?
It's 22-6 at half.
Okay, so you were down. But did you have confidence that they were
it's interesting. You're going to a football game as a coach. I mean, I've been doing this 23 years. This is the first time I ever went to a game not knowing what I have. as a player, not knowing what I have as a staff, not knowing, you know,
it's their first game.
It's the first game.
They've been practicing for 3 months.
So we go, you know, we drive the ball on two series. We don't score, then they don't score. We finally get the first touchdown of the game. There we go, and kind of loosen everybody up. And they had a couple of big plays, big pass plays, and get some big chunk yards, but nothing crazy at halftime. You know, we go into the locker room. I talk to the offense, and Coach Grimshaw's talking to the defense. No one's yelling. No one's screaming. No one's pointing fingers. People are – this halftime was probably – it was one of the best halves I've ever had because it was calm. It was relaxed. The coaches, the players, and then we were talking to the offense. Defense walks into the locker room, and you can hear the defensive players, hey, don't worry. Oh, we're gonna get you the ball back. And offense is like, hey, guys, hey, you know, we're going to score. You'll be fine. It was encouraging. It was edifying in a lot of ways, seeing that. And I remember turning to one of the players, and I'm like, we're going to win this game. I just knew we were going to win at halftime. Just the way the response of the defense and of the offense and how they carried themselves, no one panicked. And I'm like, you're only down by a couple scores. You can get that real easy. And our first possession, first play of the third quarter was a 50-yard touchdown run. First play. It was like, all right. We're back in it. Let's go.
We're back in this game.
It just takes one play. It just takes one play.
Yeah. Okay, we had our Gatorade at halftime. We're ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
And that's always exciting.
Yeah, and Garrett, you're the quarterback coach. So, I mean, are you dealing with your quarterback, trying to keep him in the game? Not in the game. I shouldn't say that. But what do you tell your quarterbacks during the game? Because you see on the sidelines in the when they're doing the the games, there's somebody sitting next to the quarterback all the time, and now they're looking at little iPads. But
yeah,
what are you doing there?
You know, it was a fun experience for those kids because it was their first college football game of their lives.
Yeah, right?
It was their first one, so everything is new from having a play clock to managing the offense, being in Coach Daniel's scheme. You know, everything is new, and then just for them to respond and. Battle back in the second half. It was awesome to see those kids compete. So.
But you got to keep their confidence up. You know, a quarterback can take things personal. I mean, of course, your quarterback's been playing probably since he was 8 years old, but and going through high school. But is it tough when you're with a quarterback who's trying his best but things aren't clicking? Just to say, forget that last throw. Forget that last move.
Yeah, absolutely. And we tell them all the time. Next play. Next play. You know, we know they're going to make mistakes. They're young, and, you know, we're just going to build them from the ground up and just, you know, next play, next play, next play. You know, if you make a mistake, we just tell them next play, move on, flush it, move on.
Yeah. I don't know, as a coach, I can't remember who said it. It said, I never lost a game. I did run out of time, but I never lost a game.
<It's> so true.
Yes, if we were in our 142nd quarter, our guys are ready.
Oh, yeah. We'll get ready.
Let people know where we're at as far as you started the program, jump-started the program. You had 3 months of practice, and this is called the scrimmage year. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to play two, quote, games, scrimmage games. We have, you know, about 60 guys on the roster.
No, when is the coaches. Next one?
Actually, we leave tomorrow morning, driving up to Kennewick, Washington.
Never been there before? Oh, it is the garden spot, Kennewick, Washington.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping for the cold weather. I just want cold weather.
Kennewick.
Yeah, this is it. So we drive up and play them.
We played Kennewick, Washington. I went to school in Yakima.
Oh, okay.
And we played with Kennewick.
Yeah, it's nice. Get up there, play the game, then we come back, and then we have a kind of a homecoming showing. So the following Saturday, we're going to have a little inter-squad scrimmage on campus for the fans, for the students, and that's kind of be the capstone to end the year for us. And then we hit the recruiting trail, and we'll be on the road for weeks at a time.
Okay, so this year doesn't count in the record keeping.
That is correct. Yeah, it doesn't count. Wins, losses, stats, doesn't matter.
Against your players either.
Eligibility? No. Everybody comes back with the same eligibility they did when they came in.
Good.
And so if you came in with 2 years left, you still have 2 years left in the year. And intentionally did that so we can, one, recruit and make sure no one's going to burn a year, but we can still develop our guys. They can understand the culture and the environment of Simpson. the academic structure of Simpson, as well as the football. I mean, you're looking at the whole thing. You know, this trip up to George Fox a couple weeks ago was the first time these guys ever been on a bus. Half these guys had never left the state of California. So you're not just teaching them how to play football. You're teaching them how to act in a hotel, how to carry themselves in the restaurants. So you got 80 guys on a traveling party. So it's you're doing a lot of teaching, a lot of development. So that's a great thing about it. So it's that developmental year. You're developing everything. It's not just football. It's traveling. It's academics. It's the structure of the whole thing.
Mark, tell us a little bit about you. You're a player on the team. You're on the first football team at Simpson. So tell us about where you come from and how you got recruited and what you think.
So I'm from the Central Valley. I'm Manteca.
Manteca?
So, yeah.
Manteca. Okay, my mother went to school in Manteca.
Oh, really?
Many years ago.
The only high school that's there is Manteca High. Nothing else. But I played at Modesto Junior College, and kind of was just figuring out where I was going to play next. Just got the opportunity, to come play here and it being a Christian school. And, that I think enticed me a little bit more to come here and, made the jump to come play over here, and I've had fun ever since.
Okay. I see you're wearing a sweatshirt. I think it says Faith Over Fear.
Yeah.
And I can't, I can just see over fear. So I can't see the faith, but I kind of figured that's what it was. So coming to a Christian university, is that a little bit different than going to, say, USC or or Arizona State or anything?
I think to an extent it is. I mean, football is going to be football anywhere. But yeah. I think values change. And that's the thing that I think is going to change a lot of people's mindsets when they come here is your values and what you have centered in your life. When you're in a very idealistic state where you're thinking about every other thing other than having God in the center of your life, I think you're going to get lost. And that's why you see a lot of people in college athletes, like, they're lost and they don't have anything to be rooted in. I think we're rooted in Christ. And even Coach Daniels will tell you that's probably one of the main things that our programs revolved around. I mean, we pray before every practice. I've never been in a team where we pray before practice and we're, like, encouraging each other beforehand. We did like a Friday, right? Where it was a Friday where we're encouraging everybody. Like, we were kind of bickering through the whole week, and then Friday was okay. We're going to, encourage each other. No other team, I think, is going to put God in the center of that and then prioritize that and make sure that you have a relationship. Because I think that's going to help you mentally too.
Well, football ends. At some point, football ends. So you got to have something. There's a rock in your life.
Yeah.
And for some people, it's the education that they have. But you're right. It seems like a lot of our young athletes, once they stop playing, they're injured or something like that, they don't – their life is hard for them to pick up.
Sean, you mentioned that this first year is an education and a setting of a pattern for life in all kinds of different things, so whether it's in a hotel – environment, how to behave in a group, and certainly what not only this area needs, but certainly our whole country needs to get back to focusing on the important thing, and that is God. This is a Christian-found country. That's our basis, and in all realms of our life, I'm firm believer that that's where we need to get back to. We've just got to get back to the core.
Yeah, we talk a lot, and I mentioned this, the world doesn't need more leaders. It needs better teammates. And so the year one, we're focused on being a great teammate, encouraging, loving each other, taking care of each other, being a great teammate first. You can do that. Leaders will rise up out of the bunch. But right now, I just want guys to be great teammates. Yeah. We can do that year one, how we travel, how we conduct ourselves in practice, how we conduct ourselves in a classroom or in the cafeteria or on a bus. That matters, deeply matters to me. And very pleased. Guys like Mark are setting the example. And leaders arise. Mark's one of those guys. He arose out of it. It just started off being a great teammate, and then guess what? The team picks the leaders. Leaders arise, and who controls the locker room controls the team. And finding that out is the most important thing.
Okay. We're with Sean Daniel, head coach of Simpson University football, Garrett Sandow, who is their quarterback coach and recruiter. And Marky B. Okay. I'm sorry. That was
honestly, Marky. I like that better.
You like that, Marky B? Yeah. Okay. He's too big not to, you don't want to upset him. I still got to get past him to get to the door.
And it's a long name. It's going to be on.
I can get most of it, but it switches there with the stroke.
Yeah.
At the end. You got to kind of
roll.
Yeah, that little R roll there. Yeah, I'm having a problem with that one. Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated, been around town for, gosh, what, 30 years? I have never had a bad haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop, and I've been going there for about, 15, 16 years. They work by appointments. 244-9478 is their phone number. However, if you don't have an appointment, you stop by. If they've got an opening, just hop in and get a great haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Imagine 36 hours of football, fireworks, soccer, volleyball, baseball, basketball, barbecue, bounce houses, a charity 5K, and a world-renowned illusionist. It's not a trick. It's Simpson University's homecoming weekend. But the real key to making this weekend great, that's you. Join us and all your closest friends October 20th through the 22nd for Simpson University's homecoming weekend. Check it out at simpsonu.edu/homecoming. That's simpsonu.edu/homecoming.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now at Black Bear Diner, enjoy four new buttermilk biscuit creations. So huge, so monumental, you're going to need a fork and knife to enjoy them. Each featuring our enormous, baked, fresh in our kitchen every day buttermilk biscuits. The baby burn chicken fried steak, the savory tri-tip benedict, the hot honey crispy chicken, the colossal breakfast club. So get to Black Bear Diner today and grab your fork and knife for a limited time only.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished this year, most notably getting rid of the Dominion voting machines, which we have proved are hackable. For the first time in a long time, we are going to have fair elections. By using volunteers in the process to hand count ballots, we will save money, and to date, we have over 400 people signed up. Fair elections, saving money, working hard for you. Vote no on the cry recall. Vote for Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Step into savings at Design Time and Tile during National Karastan Month and bring timeless luxury and sophisticated style to your home for the holidays. Enjoy the style and durability of environmentally friendly Karastan luxury carpet. Easy to clean with permanent built-in stain and soil resistance, or choose from the flawless craftsmanship of Karastan Luxcraft Luxury Vinyl and Belalux Hardwood Collections. Live beautifully with Karastan and Design Time and Tile, voted 2022 Best of the North State, Clear Creek Road and Highway 273, or visit our website, designtimestore.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. Did I worry you there for a second? Yeah, okay. She started playing the music, and she told me she told me 20 seconds, and then we just in here start chit chatting and. Anyway.
Yeah, she has a hard job keeping you in line.
She does. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Trish Clark and Carl Bach. This coming weekend looks like it's going to be good. I thought it was Sunday, though. It looked like we might have a chance of showers. Is that true, or is that,
Monday? Until Monday.
Okay, well, then this weekend's going to be
Sunday night,
great.
Mostly cloudy, and then chance of showers on Monday.
Hey, next weekend, North Valley Stand Down. It's for homeless veterans, a hand up, not a handout. That's going to happen at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It was, for a couple of years, they didn't do it because of COVID. But what this does is it's a temporary shelter for veterans and their families and pets. They serve meals out there. They get, job services and unemployment insurance information, driver's license, identification information, so much that's going on out there.
And while you're down there, they're
looking for, and they look for volunteers to help, set up stuff and all that. But
while they're down there at the Shasta District Fairgrounds on the 21st, they can swing by the Frontier Senior Center and pick up a drive-through tri-tip sandwich.
Okay.
Anderson Rotary, nice big sandwich they always serve, and chips and a drink.
I think Ted Lighty and I are going to be down there next Thursday on a live event. We go there on stand downs, and so we hang out there and talk to the people and do that. So we'll be streaming that in on next Thursday, on the 19th. Mm-hmm. All right, we're here with Simpson University and the football program, and Sean Daniel, the head football coach, Marky B, who is comes out of the Central Valley, Manteca area, and plays linebacker. Is that correct, or what positions do you play?
Linebacker.
Yeah. Did I hit it right?
Hit it right.
I'm looking at him going, linebacker. But now, Garrett Sandow, who is the quarterback coach and the recruiter. So tell us about you, Garrett. How'd you get here?
Yeah, so I played local junior college ball up in Redding. Played high school football down in Red Bluff. Went to Oregon. Played up in Oregon at a small college, Eastern Oregon, for 2 years.
Eastern Oregon is located...
It's in La Grande. It's about 2 hours from Boise.
Okay.
And we will play them next year, so that's going to be fun.
Play in La Grande next year?
Play Eastern Oregon in La Grande.
Eastern Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been coaching down in the Bay Area for the last 4 years, and then when Coach Daniel got announced to be hired, kind of just reached out to him and kept bugging him and bugging him and bugging him, and, a little bit later, he ended up hiring me. So very thankful for him and thankful for the opportunity to be back home in the North State.
I value tenacity. Above all traits, tenacity. I mean, you may not be the smartest or the fastest or the strongest, but you stay in there and keep punching. Yeah. Okay, so you're the recruiter, the head recruiter?
Recruiting coordinator.
What challenges do you face recruiting for a Christian university? Or does that make any difference?
I actually think it's a positive, and it's a benefit. And just being up in Reading... it's a great area, and kids love Reading. We pull kids out of Bay Area, Sacramento, L.A., that just love the North State. And then at the end of the day, we want, 60-70% of our roster within 2-hour drive of Reading because there's so much talent, Sacramento, Bay Area, North. We want local guys to be a part of this program.
And many of them don't get to go on to play football in a 4-year situation. I think, Mark, you played for 2 years at a community college, and then, like you said, you're looking around to see where else you could play. Is there a lot of players like that out there?
There is. There's a lot of people out there that, are looking to play somewhere, and a lot of guys want opportunity, but it also comes down to values, right? Like, once you get a little older and you start playing a little more football is football at the end of the day. But what's going to help me grow as a person? What's going to help me grow as a man? Like, football's going to end one day, so what's going to help me in my life later on? What values am I going to retain at, however long I'm going to be here, that's going to help me further on in my life?
Okay. Now, is that's a recruiting tool?
Absolutely. And, when we bring guys to visits on our campus, hey, come up for a recruiting visit, we're going to take them to chapel because that's going to be part of it. And if they don't want to be a part of it, we're good. So we bring them up to chapel and, we let them know what it's going to be, and we're going to be a Christ-centered team. And that's going to be first and foremost.
But you don't have to be a Christ-centered person to go to Simpson or to play on the football team.
No, we take all walks of life. Yeah. And, we'll take you where you're at and we'll get you from there.
Who knows? When he sees everything's going right. Marky B's over there praying. Maybe that's a good idea. He scares me. Okay. Coach, I'm going to stay with Garrett here for a minute. So when you're recruiting somebody, what's your pitch? I mean, I know everyone's different. And the area, we are Christ, the Simpsons are Christ-centered. But there must be other things. The classes, people don't come just for religion and football. They're looking at what happens at the end of this 4 years.
Yeah, so being a brand new program, it's really a chance to make history. If you know the history of California football, there was a bunch of D2 programs, smaller D1 programs, probably 10 or 15 programs that cut football. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Simpson University is starting football up in California is really making history. So, Mark can always say that he's part of the first recruiting class, part of the first team at Simpson University. So it's truly making history. And I think that's a pitch to the kids, is that they have an opportunity to make history and build something from the ground up. You go to any other program, they have seniors, juniors, they have records. We have none of that. So you get to make history right from the jump.
Well, and the opportunity to get a good education, because we are talking about college. We're talking about going to university. And so they have an opportunity for all of the classes that you have here, along with their football and the rest of it, because it is about an education.
Absolutely. They're always student-athletes first. We require our guys to be in tutoring 3 days a week. And then part of the reason we can sell the school is we have so many majors. We have 20-plus majors. We have a graduate program, a degree completion program. So, the school's amazing, and, we have...
Well, that's kind of where I was heading at. Thank you. Thank you, Trish, for putting me back online. But Dr. Hall has started all these new majors you could get. It used to be Simpson was teaching and nursing. Now it's engineering. Now it's STEM. You've got so many things. You've got a new MBA and Master of Business Administration is going. You've got, so many majors that people can find that before they didn't have it. And you needed those, I think. You'll never convince me Dr. Hall's not thinking 20 years down the road.
Oh.
He should be running this country with his vision and thinking that, okay, to get here, I have to be here. I started a bass team. He did. He starts a bass team, which is one of the best in the United States that's got, national recognition and backing on it. But he's thinking down the line, we need to have this to build this. And now he's building, he's built a football program.
Oh, yeah.
With you.
He's the center point so much in all this, making it a matter of prayer with himself and, his advisors and the board and everybody. But he's the driving force behind this. He's 100% the driving force. But the vision of what he has for football is amazing. But it's not just that. It's the vision for Simpson University, a four-year institution in Northern California. The signs up now. We drove by this morning, big signs up for our new building that we're going to put engineering in. It's just a gorgeous building, $7 million building. The sign is up. They're going to be putting the shovels in the ground.
The STEM building?
It's going. It's awesome to see that. But when there's, I think when there's tractors rolling on campus, ripping up dirt, there's growth. And that's the exciting thing. It's like, hey, we're under construction because we're just getting bigger and bigger. Nursing program is one of the best. Engineering. We have four of our football players are in the engineering program, which is exciting to see as we grow a program with engineering. But football is going to feed that to get those guys.
And I think whenever you guys are on, we want to remind everybody because we talk about it. There's still a lot of people in Shasta County who are unaware that we have a four-year university here. They talk about, we need a university. I look at them and I go,
we got one.
We got one. They've been here for 30-some years.
And it's not your father's university.
They got it all.
Even 10 years ago, it has changed
so dramatically.
I had somebody at a dinner we were having tell me, well, Simpson University, they're losing people and all that. I say, au contraire. They've got they have a 10% jump in enrollment last year. They've got another 10% this year when other universities are having problems. They are growing. And then I just told them all the things that are going on. And they're totally surprised by this because they remember something from years ago that is no longer true. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Because I don't feel like doing any library.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
John Michael Hinton, renowned illusionist, will be at Simpson University for homecoming weekend. He's coming to Reading for one night only, a magic show you don't want to miss. A Simpson University alumni, John Michael Hinton's captivating illusions make people doubt their reality. Buy your tickets now for John Michael Hinton, Saturday, October 21st, and bring the family. Visit simpsonu.edu/Hinton to get your tickets today. That's simpsonu.edu/Hinton.
Do you have that story inside you just waiting to be shared with the world? We have great news. NaNoWriMo is coming. This November is National Novel Writing Month, and the local writing community is gathering to support local writers and stores. Find out how to get involved by heading to NaNoWriMo.org or finding the Writing Roots team on social media. By working together, this November may be the month your dream becomes a reality.
Get ready for an adrenaline-packed showdown like no other at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Saturday, November 11th, Fight Night will bring you the excitement of amateur, pro, and titled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. This action-packed night sells out fast. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Trish Larkin and Carl Bott. Today, the 12th of October, 10 minutes till 9, and it's about It says 44 out there.
No,
I don't
it's about 57
that.
Degrees.
Yeah, I don't believe it's 44. My computer's lying to me. I must have it on CNN. That was a political statement. Sorry. Trish and I are here with Simpson University.
I don't know whether it was political or just accurate.
Yeah, I think it was accurate. You know, it used to be called the Clinton News Network.
I know.
Okay. I'm sorry. Not really. We're here with Simpson University, but the football side of it, and they had their first game, and they are undefeated. They've got another one coming up before the homecoming weekend, and it's going to be kind of an inner squad.
Yeah.
Sometimes things get a lot more livelier in inner squad games, probably, than regular games. But we're here with Sean Daniel, who is the head football coach, and Garrett Sandow, who is the quarterback coach, and a recruit, and the you're the coordinator of recruiting. He talked about recruiting here. And then Mark B., who plays...
You want to let him say his last name, okay. So he really does have a last name. Mark, give us your last name.
My name is Mark Buenrostro.
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 Yeah, you got it.
Buenrostro. Okay, now, the reason we say this is that you have family back, you know, in Central Valley that they can come in and listen to you on the radio today, go to the archives. And here, what a great job you've just done today. Can inter-squad games get a little bit tougher?
You know, I always want to win. You want to win everything. You know, I got five kids, you know, and I play my 5-year old and
everybody
Uno and Domino's. I beat them. I don't care. I'm like, you can cry. I refuse to lose. Period.
Yeah.
I don't care who you play. But when you get a chance to.
And then when they beat you. No, but then when they beat you.
Beat you means something.
They really know they did it.
I won't stop hearing about it. And, but when you get your teammates, who do you want to beat the most? You want to beat your brother. You want to beat your cousins. You want to beat your teammates because you always have that bragging right over them, you know?
Yeah.
So the homecoming, you know, a little inter-squad showcase, a little game that we're going to have, you know, offense, defense. Defense is going to be wearing the all-black unis, brand new. Offense is going to wear the all-white unis. And we're going to get after it a little bit and have some fun. Take care of each other as good teammates. But, oh, you want bragging rights. And we'll keep score. You know, so many points for a touchdown versus interception. We'll get and the winning team. Oh, they'll get something. They'll have something special. So, losing team. Oh, they'll get something too.
So Mark, when you hold the offense to zero, does that mean you win?
Yeah, it does. They don't score, we win.
So what happens, quarterback coach? If your quarterback gets intercepted, because everybody knows what the, you know, they know his capabilities and they know what the plays are.
Next play. Go out there and rip it.
Okay, how many players do you have on your team?
We're at 58 right now.
How many do you want to have?
120 would be great. 115 to 120 is what you need. You'd be able to get that number because. As you grow and develop, you understand you're going to have your 22 offense and your 22 defense. You're going to have those 44 guys that are actually playing nonstop.
Perfect.
But you're going to have scout teams, but you got guys you want to redshirt and develop. As a program grows, you want to make sure your freshmen are redshirting and developing. They're in the weight room and they're taking care of it. And then, you know, if you want to be a great program, you win because you have juniors and seniors on the field. You don't win because you have a bunch of 18-year-olds on the field. You're winning because you got 21, 22, 23-year-old guys on the football field. You're bigger, you're faster, you're stronger, you have, you know, more snaps under your belt. It's a whole lot better. So eventually as we grow, we're going to start intentionally redshirting individuals to make sure that we're, you know, not playing freshmen all the time. But yeah, so we want to be about 115. You know, most, you know, Division I rosters are the 115, 120 anyways. So that's an average size of a roster, manageable, but guys can develop. You're still small enough to get to know your guys and your teammates, but you're developing. You're seeing, you know, the cream rise to the top. You're seeing those guys academically, athletically get after it and get better.
So do you have a Rudy on your team yet?
No, I don't think so.
You know what? I'm going to ask Mark. Mark, do you have a Rudy on your team yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I think the guy that tries
so hard,
yeah.
And he's out there every time, but he can't, you know, he's just not good enough.
No.
But he never stops.
I don't think we have one of those.
No. Okay, yeah. That's too bad, because I was going to get in the stands and go, you know, whatever his name is.
Get a chance.
Stand. Force the coach to put him in. Okay. Well, Rudy was out here, I think, as a speaker.
Yeah, he spoke at Simpson a couple years ago. Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
About not quitting, I'm sure. Okay, so what can we look for in the future?
You know, as, you know, got the game Saturday up in Kennewick, Washington, and then we, you know, of course, our homecoming. After that, we're shutting down. Then we will have spring football. We'll start that after our spring break. But we're going to be on the road. Myself, Coach Sandell, we'll be on the road for weeks at a time, going down, hitting the California JCs, getting all the local high schools. We really only recruit California. We don't visit schools out of state. We do Hawaii. We do fly out there, and we do some recruit Hawaii, because Hawaii has no place for those kids to play football. The University of Hawaii, and that's it. So we get guys from the islands that come out and play. So those are we put time and effort
there. There's some big boys. Oh, there's polished. Some big boys coming out of the islands.
Yes, and that's a real tough recruiting.
It's tough, but it's
somebody's
got
to do it.
Someone's got to do it. Yeah. That's what it looks like. And then spring football, we get the chance to practice. You know, after spring ball, put the pads on and do full on practices. And then you get to have a great evaluation of what you have going into the fall, and then finish up with some more recruiting in the summer. And then you hopefully have your 115 to 120. And then you start your season. You're in a conference. You're playing. And you're just building from there. You never stop building. Programs are 100 years old. You're still building. You're still trying to get better, trying to develop, trying to find that cutting edge. What's next? What's new to make yourself, better than your next opponent?
So where are the football players? They've got to do some kind of conditioning. They've got to keep doing something.
As soon as the season's done, they're going to be lifting 4 days a week in the weight room, and then we'll have a day of running and conditioning, speed, development, training, flexibility.
And that goes on all
the time. That goes on nonstop, the only time we really don't do it is the week of finals.
Wow.
Otherwise, it's every day, getting their bodies right and constantly building on the next day. You just get 1% better. If you just get 1% better every day, that's all I ask. Well, 1% better.
To the scholastic side of it, you said you have tutors for all your players. Mm-hmm. And so they go to tutors 3 days a week.
Monday they go for 2 hours on Monday. And Alex Steven does a great job in our learning center, our tutoring, phenomenal job. So we're there for 2 hours on Monday, 1 hour on Tuesday, and 1 hour on Thursday that we have set up. We have tutors in there. Professors are volunteering their time as well to come in to make sure things are done right. And I'm very pleased with our guys and how they've done academically.
In whatever classes that they may be having a problem.
Yeah, political science, biology, chemistry, whatever the courses are, we have tutors for that. And some of the professors will come in, volunteer, and help out that way. So, I'm telling you, anatomy, physiology, kinesiology, those are tough, hard classes. I couldn't take those. This is way out of my league. But getting the help that we need, we have it. It's free. Players don't pay for this. It's part of the program.
Part of the experience.
So, Simpson has done a great job surrounding the student athlete with all the tools that they need to be successful and to work with them. And the nice thing is our professors, they're very personal. I mean, you can get their cell phone number on their syllabus, and the way they talk to you, you eat lunch with them in the cafeteria. Well,
that's so
personal.
You come to a university like this, Mark, I think you said, is that you got smaller classes. You really do get to know. You're not sitting in a 400-person class.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which would be most of the student. No.
What is the student body?
But half the student body. Well, 150 players means 150 students.
What is the total student body?
We're upward of 700. 650 on campus.
Every athlete on campus is I don't want to say worth, but is 1.5 students that they attract to the, if I understand it right, to the university.
Yeah, you bring in a football player. Let's say we bring in, this year 60 football players. Well, there's 30 other individuals that will come, whether it be a girlfriend or a cousin or a brother or a sister or whoever it is, family member or a friend from their previous school. Athletes that they attract, and everybody wants to be a part of a winning program. I don't care who you are.
I think football is going to add.
Football adds to it. Yeah,
the college atmosphere as well.
How's the? Do y'all have your own training tables where you eat, or is it you just eat off the regular food?
Yeah, we should eat in the cafe. Yeah, but it's really
great.
Good food.
Yeah
it's not anything.
Food.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
What GPA do they have to have?
So in order to be eligible, it's a 2.0. To order to keep their Cal Grants, a 2.4. But we like that 3.0. We like that first number being a 3. And so we're really pushing a 3.0 for the team as hard as we can. That's what we try to achieve. We want guys getting A's and B's. That's the whole point.
I would imagine that your emphasis is also on them graduating.
100%.
Because so many
100%.
Stories of a university taking advantage of a – of a young man or woman for 4 years, and then they're still 2 years away from graduating, and they never graduate. So yeah. Getting them graduated is probably at the top of your list.
We want football alums. We have none. We don't have a single football player that's an alum. Yeah, you know, this is, since we want alums. We want football players graduating, getting great jobs, great opportunities. I'd love for them to stay around here. I mean, love Reading. Reading's awesome. We got guys in the engineering program. We're trying to set them up with internships here in the engineering program. Don't leave.
We're trying to build the labor force. Mark, what are you studying? What do you want to do?
So I'm studying. I'm a ministry major, but I'm also studying in business, like administrations.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
You haven't smiled.